Okay, so imagine going to a website on the internet and clicking the link, and then you landed on a dreaded 404. That is just the height of frustration, right? So today we're talking about Boost Your Website's Health, and we're going to give you a link for a free online broken link checker. It'll check up to 3,000 web pages and the links therein, and it's entirely free. Okay, so what are broken links? Well, the definition of a broken link, you got two flavors. There's internal links where you link to a document within your content, or an external link, and those are going to pages on different websites. The negative effects of broken links in SEO or in user engagement, tremendous. So a 404 just about guarantees a person won't come back. They're going to say, well, I can't go to that website anymore. It just doesn't work. And a user experience standpoint, it's important, and it'll contribute to your bounce rate. Visit your website and expect seamless navigation and instead encounter multiple broken links. They're not going to come back to your site. So there's a need for a broken link checker, and you can do it two ways. You can explore it manually, which takes forever on a site that's got hundreds or even thousands of pages. Manually verifying each link means clicking on the hyperlink, make sure it works, and that's not practical for most website owners. Okay. On the other hand, the automated link checking tool, like we're going to put in the Google document link that we're going to share to you, and you just scroll down in the comments and you'll see the link there to the shared Google document. And Bazinga, there it is. The automated tool, that's the way to go. So there's benefits to using an automated link checker, and that broken link checker is going to make you have these things. More efficiency, because the automated tools can do an entire website, identify the broken links in a fraction of time it would take to check manually. It's accurate. Its comprehensive report can be saved as a HTML file, and you can look at it later when you need to work on them. And improved search engine optimization is going to happen when your broken link checker helps you maintain a healthy link profile. How they say you save the best for last? Well, enhanced user experience is probably the major benefit, in that you want your users to have a pleasant experience when they visit your content, and that's what's going to happen. They're going to have higher user engagement and satisfaction as a result of you fixing those links with your free broken link checker. And now it's time to say hello to your new best friend in website maintenance. That's right, the free online broken link checker. I've got the Google document set up with a link to the source, and you can get to that website. It'll work in Linux. It'll work in Windows. Probably work in a Chromebook, because it's browser-based. And that's going to get it done. So get those links fixed. So why is having a broken link so bad? I mean, really, it's just a 404, right? Well, not really. There's a lot more bigger picture than that. You can really damage your reputation by having 404 links on your website. So I want you to use the free broken link checker and get yourself right with Google and Yahoo and Bing, etc. And that's going to make you or break you. I oftentimes say easy as cake. And the free online broken link checker is exactly that, easy as cake to use. You go to the website URL. You put in your web page that you want to have it checked in the search bar. Initiate the scan. And then you wait. When it gets done, depending on the size of your site, review the report, fix identified issues. Now, fixing them right then, that second, might not be a piece of cake. There might be a bunch of them. So then you want to save that report as an HTML file so you can go back and revisit it and work on it and get it done. The tips for maintaining a healthy link profile are these. Regular audits, do it on a regular basis. Check those links. Update URLs that need updating by your hand. Let people know that they've got a broken link if it's a third party that you need to contact. Monitor external links. That's ones I just mentioned. because those could be changed, could go down, number of things. So check your external links. Once you get the internal links done, then they're cast in stone. You don't have to worry about that. And anytime that you want to move content to a new URL, use the 301 redirect. Don't delete that file and start a new one. It's better to have the redirect. So I hope you now know regular link maintenance is a big part of what you do in your job. It's going to improve your SEO performance. It's going to make for a better user experience, and you're going to be more professional. The websites that you manage and maintain that have lower number of broken links, well, that's going to make you look good, okay? The free online broken link checker, like I said, the link is in the Google document. Hey, to contact me, use the secure contact form on GuyRCook.com. If you like this video, found it helpful, give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends. Subscribe to the channel for more valuable content on digital marketing and other things. It's a wrap.